another episode of our Lightly Tried podcast. Episode 10. We took way too much time off from the last one.
I know, and the last one was in February with Bryce. Yeah. And then I listened to the one previous, I think before that. That was with when we talked about Jake's MRI.
Crazy. A lot's happened since then, I feel like.
Well, it's March 30th. Did you introduce yourself? Did you say, I'm Travis, like you normally do?
No, I'm Travis.
Oh, I'm Aaron. Are the kids asleep?
Not Bryce. He's listening to Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He's recently gotten into Michael Jackson, so that's been kind of fun.
I love it.
Yeah. He was trying to do the moonwalk in the kitchen tonight, and he did pretty freaking good.
I know. I taught him. I haven't shown you my moonwalk yet. I can moonwalk.
Nice.
I'm not kidding. Don't laugh at me. I can.
So, yeah, what's happened in this last month?
Oh, God. Okay, so what I realized today is that it's March 30th. And then exactly 1 month from today, we have to move out of our home.
Yeah, I'd say we're both starting to slightly freak out a little.
Oh, I'm totally 100% freaking out. I'm not slightly anymore.
Yeah. Now it's getting down to it, man.
So.
What are you freaking out about the most?
Just leaving our routine. Leaving our day-to-day. And this routine that we've been on for 4 years, we've established, you know, our daily routine.
Yeah.
And throwing that entire routine out the window freaks me out.
It's weird because in the beginning when we started planning it, that was like, I can't wait to not have a routine.
Right?
And now that that all of a sudden is going to be changing, it's kind of like, yeah, it's
worrying. Scary. It's really scary. And I think it's hard knowing that for a month of this, we're going to be... So for the month of May, we'll be living with my parents. And so we'll slightly still be on the same routine because we'll still need to get the boys to school. They'll still have soccer. They'll still have counseling. They'll still have everything they do after school. And so we'll be here running them around, but we're going to be living, you know, 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
And trying to still accomplish that routine that we had had is... It's going to be crazy.
Go on, Connor. Go on, go lay down.
So that makes me nervous. And I know it'll be fine. I'm thinking way too into it, and I'm sure it'll be fine. We're going to hang out at a lot of parks in Temecula between appointments and practices. We'll be out here Saturdays for games. And that's only like 2 or 3 Saturdays in May, so...
How are you feeling of leaving our house?
I'm so sad.
Yeah, me too.
And the whole point of all of this was to leave this house because we've completely grown out of it.
How do you say that when we're growing into a 30-foot trailer?
I'm saying that because before we had decided to go into a trailer, we had decided that to live in a home and raise our kids, we had grown out of this house.
Yeah.
And so it just wasn't feasible to have the big boys in the same room. And it was just a mess. And so then we decided to go from 1,400 square feet to 300 square feet, which makes complete sense.
In the open road, that's big.
Right. So, yeah, I think we've, this is the first home in a long time that I've been able to, like, call home.
Yeah.
And that it's comfortably been our home. Even though we rent it, like, I think we've really established it as our home. And,
yeah, we had, a lot of firsts in this home. I mean, we got married, we had the baby, you know, the boys' birthday parties and all sorts of things.
In the first days of school, like, Bryce started kindergarten in this home. And now he's in third grade. So it's
crazy.
All of those big things that we've done. We built our business here. You know, everything really started here. So it's bittersweet. I'm trying to remember why we're doing this.
I know, I feel like that's the mindset right now. It's like, we're doing this, why?
Yeah.
I know.
Because it's become now not so much a thought, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Yeah, now the trailer, when we first got the new trailer, it was, like, exciting and, like, oh my gosh, all daydreaming. And now that it's a month, like, essentially, I want to be closer to being done within a month.
Well, we have camping reservations, like Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, okay, this has to actually all get done now.
Yeah.
All these things we've been looking at and daydreaming about, it's like, okay, you better figure out how to build that now. It's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, so that's, reality is really setting in, you know, we're getting rid of everything, essentially, so... I mean, our garage right now is full, completely full of everything we're selling next weekend. And it's, I cannot believe how much stuff is out there and how much stuff is still going out there. I mean, we still have this desk and the shelves and so much stuff is still going to be sold. And so that's crazy. And what's funny is like people are looking at us and they're like, well, why would you sell that? Aren't you coming back? Aren't you? You're not going to want to buy that again. Why? I don't understand. Like, people really don't understand the whole, like, minimalistic mindset. Our parents, our friends are questioning everything we're getting rid of and everything we're selling. And the majority of what we're keeping is, like, sentimental. And I'm not super sentimental, but... We're getting rid of a lot. Huh. So knowing that I have until next weekend to get everything out into the garage, or else it's going to get donated if I don't sell it next weekend, that's a lot of work. What? Are you freaking out?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're freaking out?
No, I've been freaking out, but everyone else is, like, so excited, or, like, a lot of people are so excited about it, and now I'm just, like, oh my gosh.
What have we done?
Like, soon we'll be not living here anymore, and about to go on this crazy adventure that I hope will be amazing, but you still wonder if it will be.
Right.
You know, and I think... It's definitely always worse when, like, we have a bad day with the boys, you know, and then we just go, like, oh my gosh, how are we going to have a bad day in a trailer?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big worry.
And I think that's where most of my fear comes in.
Me too.
Jake has been really difficult lately.
Yeah, and it's not the other two. Not that they're not difficult, but I don't worry about them.
I don't worry about dealing with them on the road.
Yeah.
Jake's had some medical issues going on all of a sudden. And when we decided to do this, he was doing so well, knock on wood, medically, that we knew we could pull this off. And now, all of a sudden, he's having more issues. And the issues medically that he has and the pain that he's suffering right now throws his behavior in a tailspin, and so then we're dealing with his emotions and his emotional behavior.
And that always ends up him being very defiant. Like, that's how he acts. When, right. You know, just so defiant over absolutely nothing. You know, and that's what really is... makes it so difficult. Yeah. So, I think that is a big worry for both of us.
You know, and then I tell myself, like, if it's too hard, then we come back. You know? I mean, if that's really going to be too much on the road, then we come back. And that's not ever going to hurt anything. It is what it is. We tried. And at least we know we tried. But I don't think it'll be that bad. I don't think it'll be as bad.
And I almost feel like we may get to a better place because we'll be doing this. Because we'll constantly be with him and we'll constantly we won't have to be forcing him to go and do something that he doesn't want to do at that time. You know, it's not that that's a good thing, but his medical stuff is just so tough, and you don't know what kind of pain he's in. You don't know how he's going to react to things.
I feel like we won't be rushed. We won't be trying to get out the door for school. And so I feel like because we'll slow down a little more, I think that it might ease his mind a little.
Yeah, I feel like that slower lifestyle is a better pace for him.
Right.
Whereas for Bryce, it may be like the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, except he'll constantly be able to be outside riding his bike, we hope. You know, and so it's going to be an adjustment.
The whole thing is going to be just an entirely different new routine, and that's scary.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people, like, when they refer to it at CrossFit, are just like, you're going on vacation. It's like, oh, man, it'd be nice if that's the reality of it.
I don't see it as a vacation at all.
I feel like it's just a lifestyle change.
Yeah, I mean, we go camping, and we always come back, and we're like, that was so much work. Yeah. It was so much work.
Yeah.
And so we're still going to be living and functioning as a family. Yeah. You know, we still have dinners to cook, and we can't eat out. And, you know, the boys still have school and learning, and it's going to be planning our days differently. But we still have to function as a family.
Yeah.
So it's not so much a vacation where you just kind of get to let everything go. Like, we'll still be working. We'll still be editing. We'll still be, you know, taking weddings and photographing. And so we still will have work. So a vacation, I definitely don't see it as a vacation.
Yeah.
I see it as living in a tiny home with 3 kids and 2 dogs in a different place every week.
Yeah. That's kind of how I am thinking too.
Yeah. I don't see it as a vacation at all. A vacation would be without my children right now. That would be a vacation. Yeah. When are you taking me on one of those?
Apparently, we're about to go on one, according to everyone else.
I know. Everyone, this is not a vacation. It's an adventure for your entertainment.
Hey, yeah, there we go. This is for you, people. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Laugh at us.
Yeah. I am excited. I'm excited.
That it's hard, I think, that now that we're, like, there. I mean, we're 2 months out from leaving. We're 2 months and 2 weeks out from leaving.
When did we decide on this? Was it even a year ago?
It was like June or July of last year.
Yeah.
And so we're
fast.
2 months and 2 weeks out from leaving, and the excitement level has completely gone down. And that's hard to accept because we were so excited. But in the next 30 days, we're going to have such big, big changes in our life.
Yeah. We recently just purchased a new truck, which was the big, big thing we had to do in order to make this trip happen. So thankfully that all came through, and we're super blessed with the truck we got.
What did you get?
We got a Ford F-250, a diesel. So I'm so excited to pull the trailer with that and know that wherever we choose to go, we'll be more than capable to get there with it. But it was hard getting rid of my F-150 that we've had. So
why was that hard?
'Cause I bought that truck maybe a month after we started dating, if that.
Yeah.
Right away I had a small Ranger, and the boys, we couldn't all be in it.
You didn't even officially live with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I sold my Ranger to my dad and then bought the F-150 so that we could buy a trailer eventually.
And so you could take the boys to preschool. I remember you said, I want to help you with the boys. And I just remember thinking in that moment, he's in this, for the long haul. He just straight up went and bought a brand new truck so the boys could sit in the back.
Yeah.
Not
a new truck, a used truck, but yeah, a bigger truck. I know, and I hadn't really thought about it until I went to sign the papers to get rid of it, and oh man, I was so sad. And Trenton was sad.
I know.
You know, we were driving home and he's like, I want daddy's truck. And it's like,
he saw a truck the other day when we went for a walk and he was like, daddy's truck. Yeah. And I was like, that's not his truck.
I know. I love that truck. And I love our new truck. I'm so happy with it. But I got so attached to the old truck.
It's so funny.
I know. And I'm sure after this trip, I'll be so attached to this one.
Well, we're not getting another truck after this trip.
That's true. Hopefully this one will last us for a long, long time.
And then you were able to get a shell on the bed, which is nice.
It's a long bed.
Yeah, we were at the dealership, and I always am there to wheel and deal. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Like, when we bought our old toy hauler, I wouldn't take it off the lot until they put a new awning on it.
Yeah.
And then with his truck, it was the one that didn't have a shell on it, because the one that had a shell on it wasn't the truck you wanted. And so I said, hey, you need to tell them that we'll get it, but they have to put that shell on it.
Yeah.
And so you did, and they did. They followed through and did it. So it has a shell, which will be awesome.
Yeah, I'm so glad. So we can lock everything up, and the dogs will create a spot back there for the dogs to ride. Because I don't really want them in the trailer destroying it and making it smell. And if anything happens to the trailer while we're pulling it, I don't want them to be in there.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest hurdle that we'd had coming into this last part of it.
And when I listened to our podcast in January, we had said that you had just built the bed in front of the trailer, and we had just bought the paint to start painting the interior of the trailer. So what have we done?
We painted
in 2 months
the entire inside, like a white, like a soft white, I guess. I don't know. And that was a project. We did it by hand. We didn't spray it or anything, so that took some serious time. And that made the trailer look completely different.
Yeah, we did the cabinets. We did every wall, every inch.
Every inch of it.
Yeah, white. And the reason we did white is because it opens up the space and makes everything lighter. I know that it's going to be a lot more maintenance. It's going to be wiping down and cleaning. Yeah. But I plan to take some paint with us so that I can touch up when we're on the road. But it does open it up so much. And then what else did you do?
We did that. We finished the front bed area.
You laid the floor.
Oh, yeah, we put flooring in. Dang. We laid, I don't even know what kind of floor it is. I'll have to look and see. But we got, it's a more expensive one, but it's one that's waterproof. Thank goodness.
Yeah, why? Is that?
Yesterday, I was putting in the new sink and faucet, and boy, did I not get that right. And I flooded the trailer twice trying to figure it out. So thankfully, the floor is waterproof. And it was, because if it had been like the wood, it would have ruined a huge section of it. So thank God for that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, we took out the old countertops.
Oh yeah.
And we bought butcher block countertops. And we cut those out to make them fit.
And then you bought a new sink.
Bought a new stainless sink that looks
huge. Cool. Sink. I love it. And faucet.
And a new awesome faucet. And I built a table for us.
Yeah.
And a bench. And we got our couch in there.
We need to go back to Target and get those chairs.
A nice couch for IKEA. Yeah. Yeah, so the trailer's definitely coming together. We gotta build the big wall. That'll be a big project. I'm gonna do insulation on the bottom of it. And we may do solar. We haven't completely. I wanna do solar, but it's pretty expensive. But I think I want to do more boondocking, I think, than Aaron does.
Yeah. I just need to get used to living in a trailer before we go, like, off-grid in a trailer. I can't not have, I don't know. Oh,
you'll
I don't
have it all. It'll just be dirty more.
Okay, but, like, on that YouTube family, if you ever watch YouTube, there's a YouTube family. Their YouTube page is Less Junk, More Journey. And she was saying that when you boondock, you have to, like, literally plan out your meals differently because you can't cook normally. Like, you can't use things that plug in. You know, you grill.
But I'm going to hunt, like, each night. And then we're just going to eat bear.
Oh, my God.
That was my plan.
I can't handle. Stop. No.
We're not doing that.
We should look into solar when we come back in, like, September.
No, because then we've already done, like, Montana and stuff.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
When's the conference?
September.
Yeah, so we're going through Montana towards Utah during...
You don't know what you're talking about. We're coming from Seattle.
And you go through Montana. Ay, ay, ay. You think we're gonna get a map to put on the wall?
I can't handle it. So we still have projects in mind. Yes. I'm finally getting to, like, decorate and do something in the trailer because the woodwork and stuff is not my end. So, like, getting the bedding and there's not much wall space, but I bought a really cool map of the United States to put up. And, so that, you know, getting to decorate and put our little touch on everything is super exciting.
Yeah, it's been more fun now that the flooring's done. That was a pain, and the painting was done, and now it's much more enjoyable things at this point.
Yeah, we saw a pretty cool picture of another full-time family that had made these cabinets above in their kids' bunks that functioned as desks, and then the big door closed, and there was, like, storage behind it. And so Travis kind of came up with a version of that in his head and is going to build that for the boys. So they have a little closed space for their knickknacks and crap that I don't want to look at. And then they can close the door and keep everything in there. So that's really cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think they'll totally love those for sure.
I think it'll really make their space like their
own. Feel like theirs. Yeah.
And Trenton will have one. And
where are we going to put Trent's then? By Bryce?
On Bryce's bed.
Yeah.
Because Bryce has a full-size bed on the bottom, so he and Trenton, I would hope, are going to sleep there, because I don't want Trenton in our bed anymore. That's not fun.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Trenton, how has Trenton become lately?
Ugh! He's a wild child.
He's become so attached to both of us.
More so you. It's okay. You can admit it. My heart's already broken because of it, but whatever.
But it's to the point where it's, like, hard to leave.
We literally cannot. I mean, I remember that feeling we would get when we would do something with Jake and we knew he was going to throw a tantrum about it. And that fear of having to make the decision to just do it and knowing he was going to have a tantrum no matter what. We're there with Trenton, where we're afraid to leave because the other person is going to have to deal with his meltdown.
Yeah.
And he's only happy and content when Travis and I are together and here with him. It's the only time he's fully happy. If Travis is gone and I'm home with Trenton all day, it's tantrum after tantrum, and he's never happy, and he wants to go in Dad's truck, and he asks for you all day, and he wants to go to Podrick's house, and it just never ends. And the second you come home, it's like
he's like everything's been
totally
fine.
Happy, and he's running around crazy. And then if I'm like, okay, I'm running out to the store,
same
then thing. He melts down.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Yeah. You just wanted Dad all day, and he's home now, and now you're freaking out because I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, so that's been a new thing. So I think he'll love us moving into a travel trailer and being together with him all the time. He is going to absolutely love
and
it.
Bryce and Jake won't be leaving during the day. He has a really hard time with the boys going to school and not getting to go to school. I'll go volunteer in Jake's class, and I've started taking Trenton with me because the teacher's like, just bring him, he's fine. And he is. He's so great. He loves being there. But the second we have to leave, he's held on to the black bars outside of the school, screaming as I'm pulling his legs, trying to get him to leave. Like, it's crazy. So having all of us, like, his days will be made.
Yeah, he'll be. Him and Bryce will totally be awesome and just go with it. Bryce, I have, like, no worries about, except for, like, he always just tries to make us laugh and we are, like, hitting ourselves in the forehead because he's so goofy. So we're gonna get a lot more of that, but but I know he's gonna love.
He is so excited too. It's all he talks about. He's looked through his books and on maps, and he knows where he wants to go. And he is just like on cloud nine and can't believe we're doing this.
Yeah, so that's, I'm super stoked about that. If anything, he'll have a good time. So
yeah, I hope Jake comes around, and I hope we're able to focus a little more on his needs emotionally. And
yeah, I hope we have a lot more patience.
Oh God, I
hope we get more patience from this.
I'm gonna lather myself in essential oils every day. Yeah. I'm scared.
I don't know. When we did those 3 weeks, that was like a huge success.
Oh, he was.
I don't
great.
Remember having any serious meltdowns.
No, but he also wasn't having the issues he's having right now. So we have a lot of doctor's appointments still coming up to try to keep up with this and see if there's anything we can do to help with his pain. And he's having pain urinating, and his malformation is in his private area. So we're not quite sure how it's affecting his urinating. And so he has a lot of anxiety and a lot of ups and downs emotionally. And we've talked about putting him on, you know, medications, and I'm just not ready for that. I don't think that's where we need to go with it. And so we're really trying to just emotionally be understanding and help him. And it's hard.
Well, the thing with Jake that makes it tough, when he was two, he spent a ton of time in the hospital and had a pretty traumatic year. And his counselor has let us know that, like, he emotionally didn't learn how to develop from that point when it comes to tantrums. And, you know, most kids slowly grow out of that.
And they learn how to verbally communicate their needs and wants, whereas Jake may not have gotten that ability to verbally communicate what he wants. So instead he has these meltdowns that are, like, intense because he still hasn't learned how to verbally communicate. Like, I need this, or I feel this way.
You'll try and talk to him, and he will just not say a word. He will just refuse to speak.
So stubborn.
And it's what we deal with Trenton. You know, whereas Trenton doesn't even have the words to express it. But Jake does, and he still doesn't know how. So that makes it so trying right now.
So having a child with these extra needs and then deciding to live in Trenton. I don't know what we're thinking. But,
at other families that are doing it with kids who are, you know, have mental problems, and they're doing great.
Yeah, and we had...
Their parents are probably better.
Probably. Lucky kids. We had met with Dr. Eichenfield down in San Diego, and he is a dermatologist. And he's a pediatric dermatologist, and he's really well known. And so I told him what we were doing. I said, this is my concern. Like, we've decided to live on the road, and how do I handle Jake on the road if, you know, something comes up? And he's like, well, you just take his medical file with you, and you go on to pediatricderm.com and you find the closest hospital that's related to us and within our network, and you go there and they'll contact us and we'll take care of it. He kind of was just like, that's awesome. Like, no worries, he'll be fine. So,
well, luckily Jake's medical stuff isn't life-threatening. You know, if an infection went too long or something,
right.
But, you know,
we know enough about him medically that we can deal with it up until that point.
Yeah.
We can get him to a hospital and know exactly what he needs.
Yeah, so it's not...
I think it's more just emotional support for him right now, and myself, please.
So
he'll be really glad to be living at my mom's for a month because Yaya gives him all of the emotional support that he needs.
Yes.
She's very understanding in that aspect of Jake, and they're very close.
He may be spending Yaya's spring breaks with her while we're gone.
Yeah. And Yaya's my mom. That's grandma in Greek, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're close. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have to be out in 30 days. 30 days. Oh my God, we have to be out in 30 days.
That's crazy.
Luckily, we have a really cool landlord.
Yeah, who's worked with us, you know?
And seems to be panicking that we're leaving as well.
Yeah, and very eager for us to move, come back, and hopefully rent the place again from him.
Yeah, he's asked several times
yes.
when we'll be back and how he could make it work for us to come back to this house. So
that's nice because this area is pretty great. Yeah. If you're going to live in Temecula, this is where you'd want to live.
And our neighbors are, I mean, we could not have gotten better neighbors.
Yeah.
They put up with us yelling at our kids, and
they never say anything.
They tell us what a great job we're doing,
and I'm
always like,
blown away. Did you hear us screaming last night?
I know, right? Didn't you hear Jake screaming his lungs out, and then me screaming back at him? And then they're like, "Come swim in our pool, and
come make lemonade with us."
Right?
Like, what?
Yeah, they'll take the boys into their backyard and pick lemons, and then go make lemonade. And in the summer, we're constantly swimming in their pools, and that's, I mean, Jake had asked me a few weeks ago, he said, "Tomorrow can we go swimming over at Jim's house?" And I said, "Honey, it's March, cold. It's so cold, like, you can't go swimming yet." "Well, when can we go swimming over there?" And I had realized, oh my gosh, this will be the first summer, like, we won't be here to use the pools and swim, and I said, we won't be here. And so that was sad. I was so sad. But I told him, I said, you know, we'll be at a lot of campgrounds that'll have pools.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it, you know, take advantage of the earth.
The earth.
Use lakes and rivers.
Yeah. That'll be fun. But yeah. So that's about where we're at.
30 days and counting.
Well, we need to try and podcast before we go. At least a couple more times.
Well, yeah, every Wednesday.
Yeah. We had that topic from Bryce's conversation last time that I wanted to do a podcast on.
What was that?
Just the dad stuff. Remember?
Oh, yeah, dad life.
So maybe let's
squeeze that one in. Hashtag dad life. Hashtag step parent.
There you go.
That's weird.
No. So maybe we can try and squeeze that one in next week.
Yeah.
That'll be an emotional one.
For you. You're more emotional than I am.
Mm-hmm.
You'll cry.
Did you cry during Beauty and the Beast today?
I so almost did, but I didn't. Did you?
No.
Don't lie.
I didn't, but it was so freaking good.
We totally picked up the boys from school today together, which we never do, and we just drove over to the movie theater and saw Beauty and the Beast, and it was amazing, minus the 10 minutes I had to stand outside with Jake because he was having a meltdown.
He was scared.
But he had gotten into that mode of he absolutely refused to go back in there, and I'm like, well, then
how'd
I'm
you get him
go
back in there?
I don't know. I begged him. I almost cried. That's when I almost cried, was because I was standing out.
I felt bad. That's why I was going to take him, because I knew how much you wanted to see that movie.
That's the only time I literally felt tears coming, because I'm like, Jake, I want to go back in there and watch this movie. You can stay right here, and I will send Dad back out, but I want to go in and watch this movie. And then he started to scream and melt down again, and I was just like, what do I do? He's like, I want to go home. I'm like, we're not going home. I just want to go watch the movie.
And well, he got him back in there, and he was
fine. I said, just sit on my lap and cover your eyes. The scary part's almost over. They live happily ever after.
Oh,
they fall in love. Like, I told him the whole movie. And so he finally came back in. But God,
I knew. I told
you. I know
you
knew.
I'm
but
like, he's going to be too scared because that freaking beast is scary.
He looks like you. What are you talking about?
I wish I had those dreamy eyes.
I don't know. Pretty close.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right.
Until next time.
Later. I don't know where the pen is to turn the mic off. Bye.